So there's a cycle here as well that I wanted to just highlight, and it has to do with the story and how that's reflected in our process over the 2 weeks. So what you have is you have the five brothers that are brought down before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh speaks to them, asks the question with regard to their works, and then the brothers respond, and there's this movement toward becoming established in what's termed Goshen. And then it finishes with this idea of the men of energy, or chief over the livestock. So you have this kind of progression that occurs. So the five brothers is bringing the truths that we have to Pharaoh, to the memory knowledges of the word. And what arises through that contact is, what are your works? Or what is your occupation? Or what is the application needed here? So this is us being drawn into the text and being placed in front of that we need to apply something to life in order for it to be integrated into our life. This is the basis of logopraxis. And in seeking to do that is part of looking for pasture. It's looking for something that can nourish and sustain. And so the dialogue between Pharaoh and between the brothers, and then Pharaoh's interaction with Joseph, this represents influx, it represents perception, it also manifests in us as the questions that come up for us. So this is the exchange taking place within us. And as that unfolds, it becomes clearer what the works are that are to be done. And that has to do with working with our task, applying it, and working with what comes up for us. And as that occurs, then what we have been doing is that we have been looking to the text. We have been looking to memory knowledges, because there has been a lack of forms. And now as we engage, we begin to find new forms which serve to illustrate spiritual truths in our life. So there is a need for the letter of the word to be recast in a way in which it can illustrate and support those spiritual truths. And that leads to an opening of communication between Pharaoh and Joseph, or the memory knowledge level, and the internal celestial is able to become active in a way whereby what is of those truths represented by the brothers can then be established at the center. And from the center, all things are organized. So those truths become the organizing principle at the level of memory knowledges. And so then we understand the word in a very different way, which is born of our practice. And that brings about the possibility for leading truths to be able to then care for the livestock, or the good that is living in the midst of all that. So the whole story can be illustrated by the logopraxis process itself. The text itself is producing what it's describing in your life as you engage with it.